Summing up, the respiratory apparatus. The human respiratory apparatus supplies the body with oxygen and eliminates carbon dioxide. It includes the upper airways, nose, and pharynx, and the lower airways, larynx, trachea, bronchi, and lungs. The conduction portion permits air transit, and gas exchange takes place at the final respiratory portion. Gas exchange occurs by diffusion into the lungs and tissues. Nose and mouth are the routes by which air enters the respiratory apparatus. The pharynx is the channel with muscular walls, which also serves as the passage for food. The larynx has the rigid outer structure and is the site of the vocal cords. The epiglottis, located at its entrance, prevents food from entering the airways from the pharynx. The trachea has cartilaginous supports that keep the walls rigid, and it branches into the bronchi. The bronchi are two equal structures, each leading to a lung, where it branches first into five lobar bronchi and then into the bronchioles, which are smaller branches. The alveoli are smaller branches of the bronchioles where gas exchange takes place through their extremely thin walls. They are organized in clusters and enclosed in the stroma, an elastic connective tissue that supports them and gives the lungs shape and consistency. The lungs are elastic organs divided into lobes and covered with the pleura, two membranes that slide over one another. Ventilation. Ventilation results from the action of the diaphragm and the intercostal muscles and is divided into two actions. Inspiration, the lungs anchored by the pleura to the diaphragm, expand following contraction and expand further following the contraction of the external intercostal muscles. With the increase in volume, the air pressure inside the lungs decreases and the atmospheric air, which has a higher pressure, enters the lungs. Expiration, relaxation of the diaphragm and the external intercostal muscles causes air to exit the alveoli. At rest, it is a passive process, and under stress, it becomes an active process by action of the internal intercostal muscles. The viscous mucus produced by upper airway cells traps particles, detritus, and microorganisms that are inhaled with air. Pulmonary surfactant reduces the surface tension in the layer of fluid that covers the alveoli, facilitating air intake. Ventilation is controlled by the central nervous system. The inspiratory center in the brainstem generates impulses that trigger inspiration. In case of forced respiration, the neurons of the expiratory center are also activated. These neurons cause contraction of the internal, intercostal, and abdominal muscles. Sensors positioned in the aorta and the carotid arteries send information to the control center about the concentration of carbon dioxide and oxygen, pressure, and blood volume. Respiratory gas exchanges. These exchanges pertain to the total pressure of atmospheric air and the sum of the partial pressures of the gases that make it up. Each gas present in the body diffuses from where its partial pressure is greater to where it is less. Because of the difference in partial pressure of carbon dioxide and oxygen in the pulmonary alveoli, blood becomes enriched with oxygen and releases carbon dioxide. While in the systemic capillaries, the oxygenated blood releases oxygen and becomes enriched with carbon dioxide. Total exchange surface is an important factor for the efficiency of the exchange. Oxygen is not highly water-soluble, and most of it is transported from the hemoglobin molecules of the erythrocytes. The capacity of hemoglobin to release oxygen into the tissues depends on the partial pressure of oxygen in the blood, as well as of carbon dioxide in the tissues, and on acidity and temperature. Myoglobin has a greater affinity for oxygen than hemoglobin and acts as a reserve in the muscles. Most of the carbon dioxide is transported to the lungs in the form of bicarbonate ions.